The gong!
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
So these last few weeks have just utterly sucked the mojo out of my soul, or whatever you want to call it. I'm just can't be feeling less motivated, less creative. I'm just not heading the gong. I'm not doing fucking shit. But I wanted this to be a kind of a warts and all type of podcast, because one of the things that's slightly annoying about today's modern digital culture is everything's so polished, and everyone puts, their best / fake self forward so much that there's a little bit of, a loss of humanity in that. So, I'm just going to have to go with where I'm at, and where I'm at is, completely lacking spirit right now. So just to, give a little update from the last podcast, I did run the half marathon, which went well. I actually did, a lot better than I thought. Met my goal as far as the time went. I ran home, ran the final stretch really hard and felt good about myself there for the rest of that day until I got on a plane, which I actually flew to run this half marathon with my wife and her family, where they're all from. And then just a few hours after running the thing, had to jump on a plane and come back to New Mexico, and the plane ride was pretty miserable. And I did sort of tweak my body a bit. I think I pushed a little bit harder maybe than I probably should have. And I'm still, even these weeks later, I still have some tweaks in one of my knees, and I'm not feeling, 100% yet. But still, I'm glad I did it, but I doubt I'm going to, continue to do half marathons, or definitely not full marathons. But it was definitely, an interesting experience, and I'm glad I did it. But since then, that was sort of a high point. And then I've been cruising along in graduate school with my internship. I had an opportunity to apply for a job, so I'm just about to finish my master's degree in mental health counseling, and a school counseling job came, an elementary school counseling job, which is sort of my preference right now. I mean, you can do counseling in schools and lots of different settings, but of all the experiences that I had, either professionally or as part of my internships and whatnot, working in an elementary school was the most fun, just working with kids that age. So a job popped up, and I applied for it. The interview, this was just last week, the interview went great from my perspective, just from a performance perspective. I felt like I was, totally on, and everything felt awesome. But I did not get the job, and it was just, about 3 hours after I interviewed, I got a phone call from the principal, and I didn't pick up because I was just about to give a presentation for my the internship that I'm doing as part of the program. And but then I just said, hey, I've got to listen to this voicemail message, and went ahead and listened to it, and it was the rejection message, and it really deflated me. And then I had, I went up and I gave a kind of a half-assed presentation after that because I didn't have any energy. And I don't know. I mean, I've still been just out of it since then. It's not even so much not getting the job. It's, I guess, everything that sort of triggered, and just this place that I'm in where I'm just about done with school. And I'm really still, if I'm honest with myself, not really sure what the hell I want to do. One of the, kick in the balls moments that I experienced during this. So I get the phone call. I listen to the message. I found out I didn't get the job. And then 2 minutes later, I'm giving this career exploration presentation to a bunch of middle school students as part of this, stay in school type of program. And I'm giving the kids the spiel about, different ways to go about figuring out what are you going to do for the rest of your life? What do you want to major in college? And what's your sort of dream career? And we're talking about dream scenarios. And one of the kids he shouts out at me, "What's your dream scenario?" You know? So what's your dream? And I'm looking at the kid and I'm like, "You motherfucker." 'Cause here I am, I just got shot down for this job. And I guess what I'm supposed to say is, you know, I'm living the dream, you know. I always wanted to be a counselor since I've been a little kid, and here I am about to graduate and pursue my dream. But the honest truth was, you know, that's a bunch of bullshit. Me going to grad school for counseling and doing counseling is somewhat of a, you know, I don't know. It's not the plan A. It's not the dream scenario. I mean, I would love it if somehow I could just do all my creative stuff, you know, this podcast and music and writing, and somehow I just get paid, you know, the equivalent of a counselor salary for that, and I would never do counseling again. And so yeah, it was just I just felt like such a sack of shit, you know, like a phony up there, telling these kids to pursue their dreams. Well, meanwhile, I'm not really doing that. Or, you know, of course I've done it. You know, I tried to do all these things at one point or another, and you know, there's sometimes reality does sort of intrude, and you got to pay bills and whatnot. And but anyway, all this is just started fucking with my head, and then I've got these fears, of course, that what if I had gotten the job? There's this sense of, you know, now that I'm done with school and I'm going to be back into this realm of full-time work, it's just going to be like a soul-destroying thing, like it always has been for me. And I'm not going to have time to pursue these creative things, even if I'm just doing them strictly for the love of it. And yeah, so all those fears and doubts and, you know, I don't know, the whole thing put me in a shit mood. And then yeah, so I haven't been in a super creative place. And yeah, so I'm just partially, you know, trying to push through that by going ahead and, you know, doing a podcast anyway. And yeah, so I don't know, I'm trying to have, you know, quiet moments where I'm just observing what's going on in my head and my heart and trying to figure out, you know, kind of what's going on and how to take this next step, being done with grad school, getting a job, while still, you know, still pursuing what means the most to me, whether or not I can make a living out of that. So, I'm sure I'm going to figure out a way, but it's definitely, you know, it put me back into this very familiar, kind of ugly, uncomfortable place. And yeah, so you know, hopefully I'll figure it all out. And there's also, I don't know, there's just various sense of regret. Like I have kind of had it made for the last 4 years as I've been going to school part-time and sometimes having a part-time job, sometimes not, just doing an internship and generally having plenty of time to pursue creative stuff. And you know, there's always that self-evaluation. Well, what have I made of it? Like what's become of it? And when I'm in one mood, and then I'll be like a lot, you know, I've got cut two podcasts going. I've got this podcast and then another one called Integral Health Resources, which is more about, you know, the counseling and my more academic professional interests. I got those off the ground. You know, I've definitely recorded new music and I've gotten much better as a musician. I made some progress on my writing projects, but you know, there's nothing major has really come of any of those things, and I still feel like I'm in the same boat essentially that I've been in for my entire adult life, trying to figure out how to balance this, you know, the world of work and money and bills and working just a job, and then also doing creative things sort of on the side and all the various crises and stuff that brings up and the bullshit that brings up in your mind. Also, my wife's uncle, who's really only less than 10 years older than me, I think he's 54. He just suddenly died last week, and he's a guy, you know, that's a little bit unconventional, like myself. And you know, it just all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. And you have that sense of, well, shit, you know, here's this guy, maybe slowly working toward his dreams, and he had, you know, some pretty cool creative pursuits and unconventional interests, and he's chugging along, you know, in his early 50s, and then all of a sudden your time is up. So obviously there's that sort of existential sense with me that if I just keep piddling around here, you know, I could be snuffed out any second here and then never have fully accomplished what I want to accomplish, or that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't even know what that is, really. I think I just, like I've said 1,000 times, it's not really about getting a book published or a record deal or any of these things, because, you know, we've all seen that when you kind of get those things that you push for and dream of, it doesn't always bring that happiness and that sense of satisfaction. It's just about living my life in accordance with my values and my intentions, and having that, whatever, that inner flame at full bore for the whole time that I'm living on this planet, no matter how short a time that is. It's not about accomplishing any particular thing. It's just sort of living fully. I mean, as cliche as that sounds, I mean, it's just true. It's just what I want in life. And so to the extent that I haven't been doing that, it's always, I don't know, it's a bit regretful. So So I've got no new songs. I don't have shit basically that I could tag onto this podcast other than to just throw my struggle out there, and just this sense I just feel like I've been beaten down a little bit, beating myself down, I don't know, and trying to get back on the horse, trying to begin again, as they say, sort of in the mindfulness, Zen meditation language. There's another podcast that a new one that I've been enjoying that Dan Harris and ABC News anchors put out called 10% Happier. And it's all about meditation basically, which has always been an interest of mine. And I've been trained in mindfulness based stress reduction. And I've been sort of an on and off meditator for the last 20 years and, you know, spiritual seeker, and I've dabbled in, you know, tons of different practices like that. Never been super disciplined with it, which is probably no surprise given the way that I approach most things. But the basic gist of mindfulness, as most people probably know, if you're meditating and you're doing the basic mindfulness meditation on your breath, say, you're just sitting there and you're focusing in on the sensations and of your breath going in and out wherever you're feeling it, like in your, you know, in your abdomen or chest, or where the air comes in and out of your nose. And you focus in on those sensations, and your mind will inevitably drift off and get carried away, and you'll get distracted. And the practice, really the whole point of the practice is just to notice when you get lost and drift away from your, whatever your anchor of meditation is, in this case, the sensations of the breath. You notice when you drift off, you sort of note what it is that took you away, and then you just begin again. You go back to the breath. And one of the things that, it's a common misunderstanding with mindfulness and meditation, is people think the object is to quiet your mind down and get into this blissful, totally peaceful state. And that's really, that's not the case. That rarely happens. And if it does, it just happens and you just notice that. It's just, meditation is just about being present, being with whatever is there, and sort of developing a different type of relationship to your inner life, so that you're not bouncing around reactively from one thing to another and grasping onto every thought and emotion that kind of passes through you. You're able to, you know, give everything more space, and just when something does grab hold of you, it doesn't hold you for too long. But so the practice is, you know, you're beginning again, you're trying to wake up, be present, really be aware. And then when you lose that, as soon as you notice that you've lost it, you just begin again. And it's this repetitive practice type of a thing. And there's something about that. Just, you know, just begin again. I mean, you're going to fuck up and get lost. And it's this same thing, I guess, with this trying to live the creative life. It's like I continually fall off the horse, basically. I'll get some momentum going, and then I'll get knocked around a bit, and then some of the self-doubt creeps in, and then I start to get down on myself and think, you know, what the fuck am I doing? And you just sort of want to give up. But it's that, you know, you just have to just get back up and keep going, you know, begin again, start again. dust yourself off and try to learn from, you know, whatever threw you off the horse. So it's generally where I'm at now, and that's pretty much all I got. Again, this is a kind of a warts and all type of a thing. I know it's not particularly inspiring, but I do want to get in the habit of sharing the experience of my creative process, which is the main theme of this podcast, I guess, is starting to emerge. Reflecting on my creative process and everything that goes along with that. And so that's obviously going to involve a lot of turmoil and struggle, because that's just what the creative process is like. So I guess the only other thing, maybe to end on a somewhat inspiring note, is the band I used to be in, Minor Stars. They are, of course, you know, went on without me once I moved here. Minor Stars just sort of reconfigured with a different bass player, a different drummer, and Eric, the lead guy there, the creative force behind the band. He surrounded himself with various constellations of musicians over the years and a couple different bands that he's been in. And Minor Stars was sort of a psych rock outfit that I was fortunate enough to sort of jump on board after it had already took off a little bit. And their first record was launched. And even though I'm not on that record, I didn't have anything to do with the songwriting or anything. I got to learn all the tunes and play them live for a couple years. And really great, great shit. I mean, when I first heard Eric sort of make the turn from singer-songwriter type of stuff, acoustic-based stuff, to this psych rock type of thing, I was really just blown away. And everything on that first record, Death of the Sun in the Silver Sea is the name of that first record by Minor Stars. And so I learned that catalog, played those songs live, and then once my wife finished her PhD and we ended up moving here because she got a job, then that was the end of my rock band days. But so it's been several years, but Eric and the new guys have just finished mixing their new record. I don't know the title. I haven't heard anything off of it yet, but I'm super excited. They sent out a notice on their social media that the record was basically done. So I'm very pumped to hear that, and I'm sure I'll be maybe playing a clip or commenting on it as soon as it comes out. So maybe I'll tag on in the show notes of this podcast. I'll put up a link to that first Minor Stars album so you can hear what that's all about. And again, I'm not on any of those tunes as far as the recordings, but I did play them live for a few years, and they're definitely in my bones. So anyway, that's it for this week. Hopefully I'll check in on a more regular basis, maybe now that I know it's okay to just put it out there, warts and all. I'll be less likely to just put these things off for a month or whatever. But anyway, take care. If you got any feedback or whatnot, you can hit me up on Twitter. Isaac Dust, at Isaac Dust is my Twitter handle there, or bob@headthegong.com via email, or just go to the website and leave a comment, and I'll be sure to address any questions or comments anybody has. So that's it. Take care, and I'll check you later.